This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Hear me on this. There is no reason to keep that money on our balance sheet in the state when we can invest it in SEPTA right now and help this community.
We start this edition of The Week in Philly by talking SEPTA. After growing concern about the possibility of a strike, this week a tentative contract agreement was reached between the Transit Authority and the unions representing its suburban and city transit workers. KYW's Mike DiNardo has been following this story for weeks, and he joins us now. Mike, give us the details here. What did the union get, and when was the deal struck?
Well, Matt, it's a one-year deal. It was struck late Tuesday night, and Transport Workers Union Local 234 President Brian Pollitt presented it to the union's executive board Wednesday morning. They approved it, and then there was a joint news conference Wednesday afternoon. Local 234, of course, represents 5,000 bus, trolley, and subway operators and maintenance workers, and what did they get? They'll get 5% raises. They didn't have any concessions in this contract, and SEPTA agreed to commitments to safety protections like bulletproof enclosures for bus operators.
Do we know what the breakthrough was here? What allowed this to get over the finish line?
It was a desire to get a deal done without a strike. Brian Pollitt, the union head, had a strike authorization in his pocket. He said he would have called for a strike. He came close, but he decided that continuing to talk would pay off, and it did.
I would definitely call it. But I tried to continue talking, and I guess my strategy worked.
One interesting twist is that Local 234 had met with SMART Local 1594, and that's the Suburban Drivers Union, plus the City Blue Collars Union, District Council 33, about all striking at the same time, a triple strike. That would be a worst-case scenario, but it's not playing out now because 234 and Local 1594 have reached tentative agreements.
So the deal is tentative. What is the process for it becoming official?
It goes before the rank and file for a ratification on December 6th. That's when the union will vote on it. And the SEPTA board is also planning a special meeting right around that same time for a ratification.
Now, this was one headache off the table for SEPTA, and Friday, a serious financial problem for the transit agency was taken care of. A big press conference. What were the details here?
Yeah, Governor Shapiro on Friday came in and provided $153 million to help SEPTA avoid a second fare increase in January and deep service cuts that were to be implemented after July.
It's good to be with all of you here today, and let me begin by saying thank you. You drive these buses. Workers.
With federal COVID relief running out, SEPTA requested $161 million more in this year's budget. It's been well documented that the legislature, the Democratic House, and Republican Senate couldn't agree on how any increases to mass transit should be funded, so SEPTA only got about $46 million of what it asked for, and with a year dragging on. That extra revenue wasn't materializing. SEPTA enacted a fare increase of about 7.5%, but they threatened a much larger increase that would take effect on New Year's Day. But Governor Shapiro came in and flexed federal highway funds over to SEPTA. That took money from highway projects across the state that hadn't even been started yet. That buys some time for the legislature and his office, the governor's office, to do what they couldn't do this year, and that was find a revenue source for stable mass transit funding.
It is true, and it is unmistakable, that there is one agency that will not make it to the next summer with the status quo, and that is SEPTA. SEPTA faces serious challenges and is in desperate need of more funding.
Matt, it's already not officially off to a smooth start. Senate President Pro Tem Republican Kim Ward has already called Shapiro's action addressing a crisis of his own making.
Without urgent support, they are going to be forced to dramatically raise prices and to cut services in a significant way. I'm here to tell you we can't let that happen. We cannot let that happen.
So just to be clear, no second hike, but the first one, the first fare hike, will still go into effect. Is that correct?
Yeah, SEPTA riders will be paying more. The fare hike approved by the SEPTA board on Thursday goes into effect December 1st. And that would take the base travel wallet fare from $2 to $2.50. But that's better than the $2.90 that it would have been had the second fare increase go into effect.
You just always kind of figured that it was going to come to a situation where Josh Shapiro ended up coming to the rescue. I don't know. I just had this feeling this is where we were going to end up as long as this was going on.
You know, I mean, he's doing what he can for Pennsylvania, but we've talked before about his national political aspirations and what better way to kick off any national aspirations by coming in as a knight in shining armor and saving SEPTA riders from higher fares and deep service cuts.
All right. Thank you, Mike. And you will be sticking around for another segment because after the break, we will talk about your conversation with SEPTA General Manager Leslie Richards, who is stepping down at the end of the month. That will be coming up in just a few minutes. The Week in Philly continues after this.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM. Or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.